Finally today, ever heard of Aleppo soap? It's a traditional kind of soap from Syria made from natural ingredients, mostly olive oil and laurel oil, and many Syrians believe it can clean almost anything. But after the war in Syria halted production, one French-Syrian entrepreneur decided to carry on his ancestral tradition in France. Adeline Sia has a story.
Samir Constantini should have been born in France, but his Syrian mother insisted on traveling back home to Damascus just to give birth to him. Constantini grew up in France, where he eventually became a physician, but he never lost his affinity for his parents' culture, including a love for an ancient household staple, Aleppo soap. Every summer, Constantini's wife would bring some of the soap back from Syria.
Et j'ai beaucoup aimé ce savon et je lui dis, écoute, tu sais, ce savon-là...
I told her, I loved this soap. I'm sure in France this will be very successful. That's how I got the idea. The idea was to import Aleppo soap into France. So in 2004, Constantini headed to Syria, where he bought 7 tons of it. It took Constantini 2 years to sell his entire stock. But instead of giving up, he went back to Aleppo and bought 12 more tons of the stuff. Eventually, the product caught on. His family got involved in the business, and he rented the big warehouse.
Maintenant, au contraire, les gens en France préfèrent un savon fabriqué en Syrie.
Now it's the opposite, he says. French people prefer Aleppo soap made in Syria. Constantini says the company's website sales and export to Europe and Asia began to swell. He called his company Aleppia. It's now based in Saint-Denis, just outside Paris, where I met him recently.
I've never been in a warehouse that smells so good. It feels like it's even good for your lungs.
Ah oui, oui, parce que oui, oui, c'est l'huile essentielle de laurier.
Constantini says it's the laurel bay essential oil that gives that healthy and clean smell. For years, Constantini was able to import his soap directly from Aleppo, where it was handmade in large cauldrons following a recipe said to be 3,000 years old. But in 2012, the war changed everything. Soap factories were destroyed. His main Syrian soap maker had fled war-torn Aleppo for Lebanon. So Constantini asked him to come to France to work for him. And that's what Hassan Haristani did. Down on the factory's main production floor, I meet Haristani.
Bonjour. Nice meeting you.
Haristani is 64 and known as a master soap maker in Syria. He ran his own factory there for 30 years, right until the war began. And he credits Aleppo soap with helping to save his life.
We are living in a secure place, a beautiful country, nice people. And my children are with me. For that reason, I'm living in peace.
Today, Haristani is working on a large batch. It's stirred at a hot temperature for 3 days in a tall, 2-ton capacity stainless steel vat. Then the mixture that looks like thick pea soup is poured out, one big bucket at a time, and spread into square molds with a large spoon.
You know that Aleppo soap in Syria, it's 3-in-1.
Haristani says because the soap is 100% natural, you can clean even fragile items with it, from baby clothes to fine rugs. Making Aleppo soap requires time. It needs to dry and mature, just like great cheese. So the soap will sit for 9 months on wooden racks before being sent to retail stores.
The floor is slippery. Soap on the floor, right?
C'est vrai que il y a pas mal de poudre de savon, étant donné que...
The company's owner, Samir Constantini, explains that there is soap powder on the floor because once the bars are dry, they are scraped to remove the salt that's part of the production process. It's clear that Constantini is proud that his perseverance with a once little known ancient bar of soap has paid off.
Le savon d'Alep a été en quelque sorte un petit peu aussi réfugié en France.
Aleppo soap has been a sort of refugee in France, he says. It allowed us to continue the traditional making here. For now, the violence has quieted down in Aleppo, and some soap factories have reopened there. Constantini says he hopes the resurgence of this ancient soap is a sign that peace may be coming to his ancestral home soon. For the world, Adeline Cyr, Paris, France.